Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, just a second. We're going to get to our next guest coming up on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. He's here to give us the State of the U address in his eyes. He was at Legends Camp over the weekend. Kane's legend himself, Randall Thrill Hill, going to join us here. Thrill, thank you as always for the time. How you doing, buddy?
All is well. We're in sunny South Florida, and it's time to let things crank up.
Yep, I agree. Brian Monroe sitting in here with me as well, a former Kane. But when I told him we were bringing you on, I said, Randall's fired up. He's ready to go. He obviously saw him at Legends Camp. That's one thing. But he's got his little State of the U address he needs to get to. We're going to let you get to that in just a second. Let me ask you this. Legends Camp, what'd you think? I mean, I think it's an awesome thing for the school anyway and for Mario and that whole coaching staff, all the recruits and everyone. What'd you get out of Legends Camp over the weekend?
Well, it was good to see a lot of the old guys who come out and just take a look back at what they helped create. The nexus of and the origin of what they were able to do. Irvin and Tolbert Bain and Alonzo Highsmith, especially because of his new role there at the University of Miami. So, no, it makes you feel good to kind of sit back, kind of like the Godfather, be like, you know what? And, I helped create this. But, no, it was awesome. It was nice. It was good to see some of the high school guys who were out there at the camp even, interact and, come over and take pictures with some of the old guys and kind of pay tribute, kind of like the Godfather.
I was going to ask you about the difference between the Legends and the Paradise Camp, but actually you brought up a name that I want you to ask about is Alonzo Highsmith. What do you think bringing in a guy like Alonzo Highsmith that was an assistant GM, that was one of the best talent evaluators in NFL, is going to do for the program and help Mario in some type of way?
Well, to talk about Alonzo Highsmith, I have to give you a little bit of history. And Zach knows that when I do interviews, you might as well just call it the Randall Hill Show because I take it over. I take over. Alonzo and I, when Alonzo first came to Miami, I literally was the first person that he met. I was in elementary school, and he used to live in front of my parents' house. And he would come over. We would play basketball late at night with me, him, and my brother. And so we go way back. So I'm pro Alonzo. Whatever Alonzo asked me to do, I'm gonna get it done for him because I've seen him work from day one. Just us out there at 3 o'clock in the morning playing basketball because he wants to win and he can't beat me and my brother. But Alonzo is a guy who believes in work. He doesn't believe in just handing out gifts. He doesn't believe in someone just coming in and being, you're the starter. No, you have to earn it. You have to earn it. The last time I was on that field with Alonzo Highsmith, Alonzo was, he didn't yell at me, but he had just been, drafted, and I was a freshman. And he yelled at me because we were getting ready to run the 40 for Jimmy Johnson. And he looked at my shoes, and he says, I've been bragging about you about being the fastest guy, the fastest freshman. So are you going to wear those shoes? And I had on some high-top Nikes. And he says, you better run a 4.3. You better run a 4.2 because I'm bragging about you. I'm like, okay, I got you. But Alonzo's one of those guys who's going to bring the fight back to the University of Miami. And, you know, and that's what Mario is talking about. Everyone's talking about the U being back. And Mario and Alonzo coined it best. Yeah, the U is back to work. That's what they said, literally.
That's awesome.
The U is back to work. This ain't no about, okay, the U is back and they're going to be on top. Okay, yeah, and they're going to win some games. And the U ain't back. The U is back to work and back to the grind and back to what got the University of Miami where it was, which is hard work, and more hard work.
Randall, what have you seen so far since Mario came into town, since he got the job? I didn't think it was going to happen at first because I just wasn't sure. And then when he got here and put the staff together and started doing everything he's doing, since that day he took over, what have you seen so far on that campus and around this program that's gotten you excited?
I mean, you see the energy. You see I've done a lot of speeches, but and it's something like what I always talk about, the drum major instinct. And that's coined by Dr. King, the want and will and the desire to be the best. Drum major. A drum major leads. A drum major works harder. A drum major shows leadership. And that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing a drum major instinct where guys are not talking about, when you come to the University of Miami, you're not talking about going and playing in the NFL and what round you're going to go in and how much money you're going to make. No, you're talking about representing South Florida. And that's the temperature of what needs to happen at the University of Miami right now. You're talking about winning national championship. You're talking about representing South Florida. You're talking about representing the 305. Listen, when you come out to University of Miami, yeah, you're representing your family. Don't disrespect your family because, hey, you know, Michael Irvin will come back and he may cuss you out. You're representing the family. Don't screw up because Warren Sapp may come back and put you in a guillotine. So, you know, it's all about representing South Florida. It's all about working hard. I walked out. We were inside at first, and then you walk out, and that sun hit you, and I was like, "Damn, how did we go through this? Like, how did we go through this?"
Right.
And but you know, it's like what you know, it's like going the memories just they just come back, like a guy being knocked out on the field, and one of the coaches saying, "You know what? You know, take care of him. But moving up 10, we got Florida State this weekend."
You know, you mentioned the indoor practice facility and going outside and that sun hitting you. And that's kind of one of the things that pissed me off a little bit when it first happened, that it'd be sunny outside and the guys would still be inside using the indoor and not outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, the reason why we're the U and the reason why we ran people into the fourth quarter, into the ground, is because we got the sun that we train in. You know, and I was happy to see Mario say, "Nah, we ain't having this indoor stuff all the time. It's for the rain, for everything else." You know, what is it going to take besides hard work for Mario and his staff to get back to the level of competing for national championships?
Well, it's going to take Mario, Alonzo, Roller Smith, and some of the other guys out there who are coaching to say, "Hey, you know what? Let's go out here and let's work in this hot sun with 87-89% humidity." And it's funny because which takes me to another point. We practiced in a tropical depression before. The coaches couldn't even see you catch the ball if the ball was thrown. And I remember Coach Gary Stevens saying, "Did he catch the ball? I can't even damn see him." But we still were there practicing because it wasn't about the practice itself, which were extremely brutal. But it was about going through the adversity on practicing in a – and I'm not kidding you. We practiced in a tropical depression, and going through the heat and going through the trials and tribulation on Green Tree practice field, which was much harder than any game. I mean, we're going to win a game, but can you make it through practice?
All right, well, I got to ask you this, because I asked the same thing to Brian when he walked in here this morning. If Randall Hill, the 18-year-old recruit, shows up to Legends Camp, or was at Paradise Camp a couple years back, but walked into Legends Camp this weekend, that's got to be one of the greatest recruiting tools you could possibly have, walking around and seeing legends that played at the university, a couple guys with a yellow jacket from the NFL Hall of Fame, but dudes just all over the place at every position that might have been at the time when they were even in the NFL, the best of their position in the NFL. That's got to be one of the greatest tools this university has given itself over the last, what, 8 or 9 years?
Yeah, when you have guys like that coming back and you got a Reggie Wayne, and but just, you know, the guys, what they allowed us to do was get in the guy's face, you know, have fun. Because, you know, of course, I was over there with Darryl Fullerton, and Darryl Fullerton, one of the great defensive backs of Benny and the Jets. And Darryl was over there with the DBs, and I was over there with receivers. And, hell, we were doing more jabbing at each other than we did ourselves, I mean, than they did. But because it's about fun. It's about having fun. It's about competing. It's about, okay, I'm better than you, you're better than me, and we're going to see who's best. I wish I could lace them back up. I mean, that was the first time, you know, everyone knows that I, you know, I still work, you know, as a uniform inspector, so I'm always on the field at the Dolphin games. But, you know, this past weekend was the first time that I actually felt like lacing them back up. I hadn't felt that. I felt like lacing them back up just one more time. Mm. That is what the University of Miami does. The legacy of the University of Miami. Thinking about, you know, the guys such as Howard Schnellenberger. Thinking about going back in time when the University of Miami was a fixture of the community because of that football field. When you talk about the rioting, Mario Boatlift, and some of these other events that happened in South Florida. So it brought me back to what I went through at the University of Miami. And I hope some of the University of Miami legends of the future understand what that's all about.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Really, really good stuff. So, just in general, Miami in the right direction, right? Mario leading this team, Alonzo back there, all the guys they brought on the staff. You're smiling, looking forward to the future, the near future of this team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's funny. You got Mario out there, and you got Alonzo out there. You got some of the greats and some of the coaches who I don't even know. Literally, one coach said, you know, he was talking to one of the campers, one of the high school guys out there, you know, working his butt off. And he looked up at me and he said, go ask him. He'll tell you. And I'm like, well, damn. Well, damn. Go listen to him. He'll tell you. I'm like, all right, okay. But again, you know, I have to stress this. The University of Miami they're going to win some games. I do not want any of the fans who follow the University of Miami, who bleed the green and orange, to, after they win a big game, hey, the University, don't call me talking about this University of Miami is back. I don't want to hear it. Mario doesn't want to hear it. Alonzo doesn't want to hear it. Roland Smith definitely doesn't want to hear it. University of Miami is back to work. University of Miami will be back when they win national championships. University of Miami will be back when you have the stands packed. University of Miami will be back when you are talking about landing whatever recruit, 5-star, 10-star, 100-star, no star that they want. That's when the University of Miami will be back. The University of Miami will be back when the guys are walking off the field and saying that was the hardest practice that they've ever had, and that should be harder than any game that they will ever play. That's when the University of Miami will be back.
Well said, Thrill. Good stuff from you, as always, Randall Hill. Randall Hill joining us here for a couple minutes. We'll bug you again soon down the road. We're all excited for football. We needed to hear your State of the Union for this team, and now it's official, and now we feel better, and now we're looking forward to football season.
Thank you for having me, and just always remember, I'm your version, I'm 2 a.m.'s version of Ric Flair. Get me on whenever you need me.
Oh, I know.
And I'll keep it real with you guys. I ain't got
Thrill,
time to
Thrill, you were my
job.
First call. What'd you expect? Of course I knew that. I'll talk to you soon.
Let's get it started. All right, bro.
See ya. Randall Thrill Hill joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.